In Fallujah, the offensive is now in its fourth day. NPR's Anne Garrels is embedded with a unit of Marines there, and she sent us this essay, A Day in the Life of Bravo Company.
Bravo Company was feeling pretty good this morning. It had been a relatively quiet night, and all told, they'd only had one serious casualty and none killed. Orders came for the 160 men to move. Packed like sardines, they were ferried by tracked armored personnel carriers a few blocks to a new location in the northern part of Fallujah. They were sorry to move because they'd found a very nice house to live in. But once they were in the vehicles, they joked it was the safest they'd felt in days. This is a rifle company that usually moves on foot. It was a lot of hurry up and wait. They spent the day in the lobby of a mosque, leaving an Iraqi emergency response unit to occupy the main part. The Marines had never seen a mosque before and busied themselves taking pictures. A lone Iraqi sniper, invisible but persistent, kept everyone on edge. Suddenly, word came down they were to move again. This time, there were no vehicles. Several have broken down, so Bravo had to carry hundreds of pounds of ammunition to their next stop. It was only 250 yards away. The first platoon set off, running into the darkness, hugging the wall. The second followed. Suddenly, there was gunfire. The pace quickened as they turned a corner. An explosion ripped through the platoon. Maybe a roadside bomb, maybe a rocket-propelled grenade. Moans were heard. Three Marines down, someone shouted. They took cover until reinforcements could arrive to provide extra security. The voice of a young lance corporal rang out in the night to his sergeant, I'm gonna live, Gunny. They carried the wounded the last 100 yards to the house the first platoon had secured. Several of the houses the Marines had considered as a new command post turned out to be wired with explosives. One had a family in it, rare civilians in this almost deserted city. Marines found three men in another house. They detained them for questioning. Blindfolded, they were interrogated separately. According to the interrogator, their stories matched. They had taken their families out of Fallujah and returned to protect their property. However, the interrogator did not believe it when they said they knew nothing about any insurgents. It turned out five Marines had actually been hit, two seriously. They radioed for a medevac. As they left for treatment outside the city, those with relatively minor shrapnel wounds told their buddies they'd be back tomorrow. The medevac vehicle was hit by a mine on the way out, but was able to continue. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Fallujah.